Next patient is William Wordsworth. William, WILLIAM. Wordsworth is WORDS. WORTH. Wordsworth. Next. Date of birth is 7/21/54. And date of visit 2/5/24. Please make a copy for David Williams, D.O. I'm sorry, David Williams. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD. Next paragraph, history of persistent illness. This is a 69-year-old male who has a prior history of COPD, has been followed by pulmonology from Palm Coast, and has been treated with bronchodilators. Including the Symbicort inhaler, 160, I'm sorry, treated with bronchodilators, including a nebulizer with budesonide, 0.5 milligrams NEBS, formoterol, 20 micrograms NEBS, and ipratropium, 0.5 milligram NEBS twice a day. The patient also has been on theophylline tablets, 200 milligrams a day, and uses O2 at night, 2 liters. He has not noticed any improvement in his symptoms, and he's short of breath with minimal exertion, but denies chest pains, abdominal pains, nausea, or vomiting. He has no significant leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hoarseness and cough. He has shortness of breath with activity. And he has had peripheral vascular disease with angioplasties of the femoral arteries. The patient has gained some weight. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for deviated septal surgery. Nasal septal surgery. History of COPD and emphysema, and a history of COVID-19 infection in 2022. He also has hoarseness, wheezing, cramping in legs, and denies any abdominal pains. Next paragraph, other past history has, I'm sorry, not other past history. Can you mention the past history also includes right knee repair and a prior history of polio with leg weakness? Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient has hypertension since 10 years, hyperlipidemia recently? Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 50 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father died of old age and coronary bypass. mother died of COPD. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked. I think I already mentioned that. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss. He has double vision and cataracts. And he has vertigo and hoarseness. He has urinary frequency and dysuria. Has hay fever, has shortness of breath and wheezing, and coughing spells. No abdominal pain, nausea, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain. No calf muscle pains. He has leg swelling and he has anxiety attack. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headache, seizures, or memory loss. No headache or seizures, but has memory loss and has skin rash and itching. He has loss of hair and bleeding gums. Next, med list included Medalist included atenolol 80 milligrams daily. Trazodone 25 milligrams such as famotidine 20 milligrams such as atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily and nebulized albuterol solution TIDPRN Formoterol NEBS, 20 micrograms, and budesonide NEBS, 0.5 milligrams BID. Theophylline ER, 200 milligrams a day. And cetirizine. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, physical exam. This is averagely built. Elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse 80, respiration 20, tension 97.8, weight is 172, saturation 93. HE and ear non-sphalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest. And no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular as no murmur, no asti. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds act. Extremities, mild varicosities, decreased peripheral pulses, and no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, one plus, with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves grossly intact. Next paragraph. Breast, number one, COPD and emphysema. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile, IgE level. And he will continue with the nebulizer with albuterol solution 0.5 milligram. 2.5 milligrams. QIDPRN. A copy of his CAT scan will be requested, and a follow-up CT chest ordered this coming month, and a follow-up here in approximately 5 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. David Williams, D.O. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. David Williams. steel.